With the last recession from 2007 to 2009 came a change in working conditions that differed from past downturns. There was a dramatic increase in the number of people who could only get part-time work when they wanted more. They're known as involuntary part-timers. Nationwide, the number of those people peaked at 7 million. Things have improved, but there are still 4 million nationwide, according to James Glassman, an economist with J.P. Morgan Chase.
They work about half the hours of a full-time person. So that means those 4 million people are kind of equivalent to 2 million unemployed people. They're not in the unemployment rate. If I'm part-time, I'm counted as employed.
So if you counted those people as unemployed, the jobless rate would be up to 2 points higher than it currently is.
I just remember being tired a lot, mostly. There's some times where I could just barely keep my eyes open, and the stress from it all actually kept me from being able to sleep. Ironically, that made me even more tired and stressed out, so it just wasn't really a good situation.
That's Brandy Klotfelter. I caught up with her on a cell phone 5 minutes before she was to start one of her two part-time jobs. The 33-year-old Springfield area woman is finishing her degree and working at a retail store and also as an overnight auditor at a hotel. She says her situation leaves her stressed and exhausted. Fortunately, Klotfelter just got word that she'll soon be working full-time at the hotel. However, there are 350,000 people in Illinois who want full-time work but only get part-time. And while that's down from nearly 420,000 4 years ago, it's a number that is not dropping as fast as many hope. There are those who say some of this shift in part-time is due to employers trying to avoid paying for health care benefits. But Glassman doesn't think so.
When you look at the part-time problem, it kind of exploded between the fall of 2008 and March of 2009. The number of people on part-time involuntarily basically doubled. And it happened in a six-month span before I even knew about the Affordable Care Act.
Glassman says uncertainty in the business climate is the driving factor to the problem, and most of it is taking place in the retail sector. Jeffrey Hewings is an economist at the University of Illinois who tracks labor trends. He says for the worker stuck in part-time, it causes psychological problems and general instability.
That has a very deflating effect on their ability or interest in making big-ticket item purchases or buying or selling a house, buying or selling a car. People become much more risk-averse.
So it's a given that when people get more certainty in those jobs, they'll make bigger purchases. Glassman says it could be a few years before the economic recovery is complete, and if it's going to make a difference for part-timers seeking full-time work, the nation will need to add about 100,000 jobs more a month than it currently is. I'm Bill Wheelhouse.